I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, there are some top musical acts in different genres finishing out the summer with Labor Day weekend concerts around the Cape and the islands. That starts with two big Broadway and TV stars who will be in Provincetown this weekend.
Well, fans of Broadway and the CBS TV legal shows are going to be happy about both of these names. Alan Cumming is returning to Provincetown, but this time he's teaming up to debut a new cabaret show with Ari Shapiro, host of NPR's All Things Considered, and guest singer with the band Pink Martini. This is a never-before-done show, and it's called Ock and Oi, a Considered Cabaret, and it's going to be done at 8:45 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Crown and Anchor in Provincetown. And then another Broadway legend who's going to be around this weekend is six-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald. And she's going to do three shows in an interview concert format with SiriusXM Radio's Seth Rudetsky. Those are going to happen at 6:30 p.m. Sunday at Provincetown Town Hall, at 6 o'clock Monday at Kituate Center for the Arts, and then at 7 o'clock Tuesday at Dreamland Film and Cultural Center on Nantucket.
In North Truro, Palemit Performing Arts Center says it will be offering its best Labor Day lineup ever for music this weekend.
They've set themselves a high bar, but it is starting out with Peter Wolf and the Midnight Travelers on Thursday and Friday night. And one of our writers did a great interview with Peter Wolf, the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, last weekend, and you can check that out on the Times website. Then on Saturday night at Payomet, the act is singer-songwriter, guitarist Dave Mason. And on Sunday, folk singer Arlo Guthrie returns. He is on what he's calling the Alice's Restaurant Tour. So that song that he's most famous for is going to be part of the concert, as will his son, Abe, who is on tour with him. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the movie based on the Alice's Restaurant album, and we have an interview with Guthrie where he talks about how folk music like that was the first social media.
And local visual artists are getting a start on fall, with several exhibits opening this weekend with free receptions and then continuing into September.
Opening receptions are a great chance to check out a new exhibit, and there's usually refreshments and often an opportunity to talk to the artists. Some exhibits opening this weekend include a few at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth, with a reception from 5 to 7 o'clock Friday for ones that include Into the Woods, a juried exhibit of work in many media focusing on woodlands, plus there's photography by Sarah Devlin and an exhibit called Fiber Fusion. Then the Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis is going to honor some Cape influence artists with three fall exhibitions, and their reception is also on Friday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The exhibits are A Ship of State, paintings by Robert Henry, A Life in Art, Modernism, Mexico, Cape Cod, with sculpture and painting by Milton Teichman, and Provincetown artists in interpreting their world, Verusian Boghossian, Carmen Cicero, Paul Rasika, and Elspeth Halverson. Then on Saturday, there's going to be a reception from 4 to 7 p.m. for a three-person exhibition featuring artists Mary Moquin, Sid Hale, and Robin Westman at the Chapman Gallery in Kituate. And from 5 to 7 p.m. that night at the gallery at Trees Place in Orleans is going to be a reception for If These Walls Could Talk. And that features new works by Gary Akers, Roderick O'Flaherty, and Michael Compton on location that tell stories about the people who inhabit them.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.